North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
So, does that mean I have to have an opinion on stuff? Don't have to? Okay, good. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT, KBFI, also 97.1. I'm your host, Bob Witte, joined by co-host Ricky today, because it's Wednesday. We'll get into that in a moment, but first...
Excuse me, it's 97.1 FM.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Keep going. You're doing great.
That was my opinion, and it's the opinion of the host, okay. Not necessarily anybody at Blue Sky Broadcast.
Sure.
You can also go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and listen to this program.
What?
Or any of our programs.
You kidding me?
You can keep up to date with show, scheduled news, weather, sports this fall, hopefully, at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Listen live anywhere, anytime.
So you're saying my family in California could now listen to this show?
Yeah.
That we're doing now?
Absolutely.
Anytime that they want to.
Anytime that they want to.
So you're saying that my family in Germany could listen to this show?
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Yeah. Dingle Dave out in Ireland could be listening to this show.
No way.
Yeah, way. I'm going to call Dingle Dave right after this. NorthIdahoRadio.com. So if you're ever out of town and, you know, on a football game or something comes on the air, you can listen to it anywhere you are or this show. Speaking of the show, it is a Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10, the weekly show, by the way.
It is weekly now.
We are weekly. We're every Wednesday.
Yeah. I feel like this is a promotion for my free thing that I'm doing for free.
It is our weekly show where our own in-house expert on almost anything takes a look at a top 10 list. Over the years, of course, we've had different subjects, top 10 favorite breakfast cereals, which was one of my top 10 favorite top 10s.
Me too. Maybe we should do a top 10 favorite top 10 show. Yeah. We haven't done that yet.
Our top 10 favorite local day trips, top 10 favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. You kind of get the picture. Well, today, we had a guest last week on the show who was just so much fun to have that we've invited her back this week, Heather Upton from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. Heather and Ricky will both share their top 10 favorite things about the Historical Society and Museum. A lot of history to cover there. Plus, Heather will let us know about a fundraiser that they're doing that we ran out of time last week to talk about.
Wow.
So we'll get to that today. Of course, before we get to any of that, of course, we're in phase one of Governor Little's four-stage reopening plan for Idaho. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote from Governor Little this morning.
Churches
can be open if they choose to be. Daycare centers can be open. Restaurants continue takeout and curbside service. Joel's Mexican Food was crazy busy yesterday.
Well,
Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly.
Oh, Mayo. By the way, jalapenos, speaking of Mexican food, they will be open for takeout Monday.
Amazing.
And then sit-down service a week from Saturday. Looking forward to that. Bonner General Health is reopening in phases. We'll learn more about that on North Idaho Thursday, which is tomorrow. If the downward curb continues, I felt like Purd from Parks and Rec. If the downward curb continues throughout the state, then the 16th restaurants everywhere can have sit-down service with safe distancing between tables. It's so exciting. Local events plans as we head towards summer. Of course, the festival at Sandpoint announced Monday that they've had to postpone the 2020 season until August of 21. Really tough decision, but with over half of the attendees coming from out of the area, out of state, even out of the country, it just makes perfect sense. Plus,
I'm going to miss Canadian Bob and Margo. They were the best part of the festival.
Don't tell anybody, but they're coming to visit us anyway.
How are they going to do it?
Friends just from Calgary.
Running across the border.
It's never stopped them before. Anyway, and most of the acts that we had booked aren't even going to tour this summer, so it was just getting impossible. Of course, Lost in the 50s, which would have been next weekend, canceled.
We should do a top 10 favorite things about Lost in the 50s show.
Let's do that
next
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's great.
We'll do that next Wednesday. The Chafe 150 bike ride, which is internationally attended, is now moved to September 15th. As you will find, most things that aren't canceled all the way, but they're postponed or moved to September. Bloomsday is now September 20th. Hoopfest is...
same day as the Scenic Half Marathon and 10K, which to me is a much more beautiful and fun and locally funded race that helps local nonprofits like the Chamber of Commerce and my job.
Hoopfest is the last weekend of August. So you see a theme here. Everything's being moved to September. Padre Bay Trail Run is August 30th, same day as Hoopfest. The Chamber Summer Sampler is it suspended or canceled?
It is canceled for this year. Not canceled. It is, postponed? Yes, for this year. We are talking about moving Beer Fest into later in the season, probably August.
August is a great time for beer.
Yes, I believe.
Again, Beer Fest is one of those where probably at least half the people come from Washington and out.
Right.
So, we'll just have to wait on that. And the Maddox Farms Washington Trust Bank Summer Free Concert Series, which started last year, may still happen.
Oh.
But it would be like probably three consecutive Wednesdays in late August or September.
Oh, nice.
We'll just have to wait and see. Cool. I believe we have Heather on the line. So we are going to get our first break out of the way. And Heather Upton from... the Bonner County Historical Society Museum. Join us in Ricky's Top 10 right after this.
Hey, Sarah, want to join me for a walk?
Sure. How far are you going?
Oh, just down the street, up the hill, then around the bend, over to the next city, and all the way back. Ready?
Looking for something you actually want? Now when you buy a sausage burrito, a sausage McMuffin, chicken McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or hash browns, you get one more for a buck. Mix and match them for maximum everyday value. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Hey, Jeff, any cool weekend plans?
Nope, I'm completely free. You want to do something?
Yeah, wonderful. I'm premiering my one-man show Saturday night. It's about me growing up with my family, and I play all the parts. You want to go? Perfect, it's 3 hours.
No.
Looking for something you actually want? Get new everyday value at McDonald's. Now when you buy one McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece chicken McNuggets, you get one more for a buck. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. You will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
You might not realize it, but your timberland is under attack. Recent years of drought and frequent weather extremes have left our North Idaho forests vulnerable to disease and insect damage. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, Idaho Forest Group can help you protect your forest investment from damage caused by insects and disease by performing a free on-site assessment. Our forest expert will visit your property, analyze it for current or potential problems, and draft a long-term timber management plan to help you avoid costly future damage. Thanks to years of drought and extreme weather, our forests aren't as healthy and strong as they once were, leaving them vulnerable to beetle invasions or disease. We can help turn that around. And if selective thinning is recommended, you could turn your marketable trees into cash at one of our IFG mills. Schedule a visit today with an Idaho Forest Group forester. Visit us at idfg.com.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Wednesday, North Idaho, hump day, time for another Ricky's Top 10, and like the Mr. Booth announcer just told you, there's KBFI, KSBT, also NorthIdahoRadio.com. How exciting is that?
What a weird thing that he was born named Radio Booth Announcer, and that's what he became. Like, that's an amazing coincidence.
Well, he was bred to be the Radio Booth announcer. Speaking of announcements, before we get to our guest today, I'm looking up the Panhandle Health District website, which used to be really scary, you know, like 6 weeks ago to look it up. Still, Kootenai County holding steady at 62 confirmed cases over the last 7 weeks. Hmm. Bonner County, 4. Those aren't even infected anymore. Mm-hmm. That hasn't increased in almost a month. And still, Boundary County, 0 confirmed, and also Shoshone and Benawa. So the 5 northern counties, we're doing good.
Look at us go.
Doing good, and yeah. Things are opening up. We have opened up the phone lines, and we go to, we have Heather Upton with us from Naples. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Afternoon.
Yes, early afternoon. Last time I talked to you, it was a beautiful sunny day. Today, not so much.
Yeah. Watering the flowers that we all went out and bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And it had a little frost scare, actually, on Sunday night, mm-hmm. so I was worried about that. But the weather looks great after today. We're going to get in the 70s and sunny for about a week or so. So, Heather, of course, you're with the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum, and that's what our Ricky's Top 10 is all about today, because I know Ricky's a big fan, and you are passionate about it. And what we normally, I'm going to turn it over to Ricky. You explain how this works.
So we do a top 10 list of my favorite things, starting at 10, and number one is the favorite. And I guess, Heather, we can just go back and forth, and if you want to start, you could go. Did you put a list together?
We haven't talked about
it. Okay, good.
It was really hard to do, because there's so many wonderful things about the museum. And I think the hardest part is grading them, you mm-hmm. know, is importance or what I favor the most. So I want to just put that out there that I don't know if the 10 to 1 is as, you know, valid.
Yes, that's always a bit of a caveat on the show. It's really hard. The ranking part is the most difficult. And then also narrowing the list down to 10 things is always really difficult.
Well, that's definitely why in the last few weeks we covered restaurants in Bonner and Boundary County, because, you know, some of them are closed and most of them are, you know, just want to give everybody a plug. So that was in no particular order.
Yeah.
So today, kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's start with you, Heather. You're number 10.
Perfect. Well, preservation, mm-hmm. you know, is what we're all about. And it's so important. So what we're doing at the museum is preserving the history, and that way our area has, you know, the legend behind it. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ways that we're recently doing preservation with the COVID-19 on our At Home with BCHS website, we have a place where you can download photos, videos, journal entries, anything for our archives for the current climate. And then we had the portraits. A fundraiser. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yes. It's such a good idea. And I really love this idea of preserving modern history. I think this is why things like history usually skip a generation. Like a lot of mm-hmm. My dad's mother's possessions, I treasure a lot more than any of his brothers or sisters did, because I appreciate that, like, to them, it was just like something they grew up with. But to me, it's something special that I can remember people with. And
absolutely.
So I think that it's important to have that foresight to capture mm-hmm. modern history as well.
Definitely. And it was so popular through the first round that we've actually extended it.
Oh, good.
And so we're going to open it up. This is Kirsten Patterson, who's our photographer. So it's going to be on the 13th of this month and the 16th. And you can go ahead and register on our website, and it's only $30. And half of the proceeds goes to the museum, which is so generous.
Yes.
And the photos that are coming through are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I love it. My number 10, sort of the same line. I mean, this is all basically about on the same lines. But the... not only the permanent exhibits at the museum, which my favorite is the upstairs. I could stay all day up there. It's so much fun. But also all of the temporary and changing exhibits. It just keeps it fresh and fun and a reason to keep coming back. But then I really appreciate having the same things there that you get to look at and revisit and see in a different light every time you go back. So basically just all of the exhibits at the museum.
Oh, thank you. I have so much fun putting them together. And like you said, with the temporaries, I love that opportunity. I always try to take something historical and give it an unexpected twist visually and through content. A good example of that was Once Upon a Time in Bonner County, where I took tangible items from our history and changed them into a fairy tale setting. So
that's really fun.
That was a neat one.
So how often do you change around exhibits? Do you ever like do a complete metamorphosis and get put one in the closet for a while and bring out something?
I do. Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah, I imagine that's got to be really hard, especially if there's one you think is just so cool.
Yeah.
And then, well, it's been a few years, got to put it away. But it keeps people like Ricky or myself coming back, you know, knowing that, hey, there might be something new.
Definitely. And so our main exhibit space, we change generally a year, but so many people enjoy the temporaries that sometimes we extend it to a year and a half. But it does take me about a year to develop a large scale exhibit like that, because you have to figure out, you know, what is the story that I'm telling, find the content to tell the story through research. Then you have to find the object to make all of that come alive. And then you have like all the object labels and the visuals. And so it's definitely a very layered process.
Yeah. I can appreciate that. What's your number nine?
Fundraising.
Ah, that's
so
a good
important.
It is. Yes. I also work at a nonprofit, so I understand. But fundraisers are also the most gratifying part of the job sometimes, because you get to be out in the community and doing something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And like you said, I mean, with our fundraisers, they are community events, like the yard sale that we do and the recent plant sale coming up. So the museum has done a historic or a plant sale in the past, so that's a little bit of our history. But this year, I wanted to do the plant sale and give it a little bit of a twist. And so every perennial that will be for sale or really great garden object will have a story behind it.
Oh, nice.
And so we're connecting with some of the most favored Sandpoint gardens and diving in and collecting perennials. And so just, you know, gardens are made up of sharing and stories. And so this is a way to keep, you know, broadening the story of your own garden.
That's awesome. I love it.
And Ricky, let's do your number nine. Then we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the plant sale.
Okay.
Because that's what we didn't get to last week. So, Ricky.
Perfect. My number nine is the opposite of outdoor gardens. It's your gift shop. It's one of those places in town that you have a very weird gift for somebody who has everything. And you can go to your gift shop and always find something that you know that they'll appreciate. It's just a kind of eclectic, fun mix of a lot of different things that you don't really know what to expect. And I really like a good gift shop.
So
even if you don't go into the museum, just go visit the gift shop. There's great things in there.
Like what?
It's a lot of weird things. I love their postcard collection, actually, is my favorite thing. That's my number one. If I have a postcard to send somebody, that's my place to go.
I appreciate that. I was a buyer and merchandiser of a boutique for years. And so when I came here, I looked at that space in the museum and I was like, oh my gosh, we have to have a vital gift shop. So I really appreciate that feedback.
Yeah, that's great. You did a great job.
Excellent. We are going to take our second break. And when we come back, Ricky's top 10 for this week with Heather Upton from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum will continue. So stick around.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. First off, we'd like to thank all of the essential businesses for staying open to support this great community. And as a thank you, we are offering front-end alignment starting at $29.95 and AC services starting at $59.95 plus Freon. As always, we are home of the 1995 oil change. Our master certified technicians are trained to service all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One and Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time. Shop online.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Bi-Mart's big buys are here, ready to help you save more on name brand products. It's just one of the ways Bi-Mart is helping our Rathdrum community during these uncertain times. From getting your morning started right with a fresh cup of coffee, to helping your plants get the right start too, helping you snag that perfect catch, and the essentials you need for your feline friends. Get in and get your shopping done quicker, easier, and safer at your Rathdrum Bi-Mart. Big brands, big value, Bi-Mart big buys.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to, poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Yes, we are back here on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Did I mention that yet? Anyway, I'm Bob Witte with you here. It's Ricky's Top 10. We do it on Wednesdays. We got Ricky here, and Ricky, you have a special guest with us today.
Yes, Heather Upton from the Bonner County History Museum or Historical Society and Museum.
It's a mouthful.
I made sure to read it 1,000 times before I came here so I'd get it right. And then, of course, I'd botch it.
And we are to Heather's number 8, I believe. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I wanted to mention the plant sale. Heather, tell us about your annual plant sale.
Yes. So May 23rd, and it will be from 10 until we sell out. We are having amazing array of historical plants from Sandpoint's favorite garden. There's been, you know, weird times. There's like a run on tomatoes and peppers and other plants. And so we will be having tons of beautiful starts, tomatoes, peppers, perennials that you don't want to miss out on.
Nice.
So that's, again, on May 23rd, 10 till selling out.
At the museum, I'm assuming.
At the museum. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And if anybody has any starts or garden decor or anything that they want to donate to help us out, they can go ahead and drop it off now until the sale. Just right behind the museum, the south side, behind the doors there, there's donation slips. And it's convenient for anyone who's doing spring cleaning today.
Yeah.
It's a great time to do it with the rain.
That's great.
Yeah, I just had this comment. You mentioned peppers because I grew a bunch of bell peppers in town here a year ago, and they came out great.
Great.
And I was talking to a neighbor who had just moved here, and she was saying, yeah, I hear bell peppers don't do well here. I said, well, if you plant them too early, they probably won't. But if you wait till, say, May the 23rd, you should be fine. So
perfect timing.
Excited about that. All right, now we can get to number 8.
So Ricky had mentioned exhibits, and that actually was my number 8. And that was how I got connected to the museum. I was a vintage dealer, and they were looking for someone to highlight the textile collection.
Mm.
And so I did Tales of the Wardrobe, which was a series from 1880 to 1960. It was a 3-part exhibit. And it just was such a beautiful marriage. I think that they went ahead and hired me. And so, you know, more than 5 years later, here I am.
Wow.
One of the things I wanted to mention with exhibits We're always thinking about how to bring our history beyond our walls. And so outside exhibits are really exciting for me. And I tend to have rotating ones at the library. Mm. I have a permanent exhibit up at TAPS at Schweitzer. It's the history of Schweitzer. I'm working on a permanent exhibit for the Elks Lodge, which is fun. And then working with the city and doing the vinyl wrap, which was part of the beautification project downtown, was really exciting to do the location history there.
That's awesome. That was really fun. I'm glad that we got those up too. It made made downtown look a lot more festive for a while.
Yeah, that was
nice.
400 feet.
Wow,
that's curating.
Mm. It's impressive. My number eight is I first got a job when I first moved back to town at the Chamber, and immediately Kate, my boss, put me in leadership standpoint, and I had already missed the first month, sort of the introductory month. So the first class that I went to for leadership standpoint was at the museum. It was the standpoint history class. And I can't remember who did the presentation, but it was one of your volunteers, and she did a whole presentation on the history of Sandpoint itself, which, as a proud Kootenai native, I was surprised to learn that Kootenai was actually the bigger city for a while until they moved the railroad. And so things like that just made me, I mean, living in Sandpoint for 30 years, I learned so much about it in that one day. I was really impressed, and it was a great presentation. I don't know if this is things that you do for other groups in town, but I highly recommend, one, leadership Sandpoint, and two, just going and talking to any of your volunteers about sort of the Sandpoint history and things that you can find out about it through you guys. It was so fascinating and exciting.
So
that was one of my favorite things. And also that was my introduction to the Bonner County History Museum. I had never been there before. Yeah.
That's so great.
It was awesome.
Love that.
So Heather, you're number seven.
I would have to say it's our archives for number seven. And that is any like ephemera or any like paper. We have a whole room filled with all of our archival material. And part of the archive collection is our photo collection. Mm-hmm. And we have over 70,000 photos, which is amazing. Wow. And I always call it, you know, going down the rabbit hole. I'm constantly discovering new photos. And what's really neat is for $15, you can buy a high resolution file of that photo and have it reproduced in any form that you want.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's so we do a lot with photos, and what's neat is we work with like the Reader and the Bee and Sandpoint Magazine, and we're able to, you know, share those photos to help strengthen the history with our stories, and so it's a really important part of our collection.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and I will touch on that a little ways down the list here.
There'd be some repeat.
My number seven, I think, having had you present to my leadership Sandpoint class to fund this, is a pet project of yours, the traveling trunks. I think it's one of the coolest things that you guys do, and it brings our history out into the community as an educational tool, but it's also super fun. So I don't know if you can tell us a little bit more about those, but I think it's I think they're awesome. That's my favorite thing.
Absolutely. I know. I'm so excited about them. So we realized that out of the 16 schools in Bonner County, only two of them were able to actually make it into the museum. And we needed to change that. And so we created the traveling trunks. And so they're full of objects that children can touch. And there's materials for the classroom. So there's curriculum just surrounding the trunk and all sorts of activities. So it's such a wonderful engagement tool that teachers can use inside the classrooms. And we have an archaeological dig trunk and Native American mining, and we're in the works of developing more. And it's free. So you can go on our website and check the trunk out. And especially for individuals that are homeschooling too, it's something that we would, you know, it's a wonderful resource.
Well, that's good. That's a great answer, because when Ricky mentioned traveling trunks, I thought it was like, you know, going on vacation with your bathing suit.
I don't wear these in the lake. They're my traveling trunks.
Put the mining hat on.
Yeah. All right. We're talking about our top 10 favorite things at the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum with the curator. Is that your title, Heather?
Yeah, a curator, and right now I'm actually also the interim executive director.
There you go.
And whatever hat you want.
Well, just like a lot of people around here, we all wear various hats.
Yes. Right.
And we're at your number six.
Yeah, so the collection, the heart of the museum. Well, one of the hearts, right? over 1 million objects are in our collection.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible, and our collection varies. And sometimes you find the strangest thing in our collection. Like, we have a toilet seat. And
I have a toilet seat. What's so weird about that?
Is it the toilet seat we took out of the Cooney house after 100 years?
That thing was 100 years old. It was made out of wood.
Yes.
It literally was made out of wood.
Ours is too. I think ours is from, like, the city hall. Or the news. That doesn't have a story behind it, but you know has experienced many, many stories. So I'm always going through and, you know, physically digging. We have a really cool system called Past Perfect, which categorizes all the objects. But, you know, because of how vast the collection is, whenever I'm getting ready for an exhibit, I just, you know, go through an experience, and I get excited every time.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds awesome. My number six is, I don't know the proper word. Is it the caboose? The train car that's in the yard.
Yes, the caboose.
Is the coolest thing, because one, you're just driving by and there's this beautiful park, and then you see a big yellow caboose parked in it. And I think that is eye-catching and exciting. And then you also get to go inside, which is super fun. So that's one of my favorite. I just remember it from being a kid, too. Like, that was one of the things that you remember about growing up in Sandpoint.
That was a fun opportunity to curate. We had it as a storage unit for years. And 2 years ago in the fall, there's always kids, you know, looking through the windows, wanting to experience it. And so the day that we were able to open it as an exhibit, it was very exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really neat. And that's a few years back, there was an opening act at the festival at Sandpoint, and I had backstage and walking around, showing them around, and they wanted some pictures taken, and they wanted it on the caboose. And so we walked through the park, went over there, took some pictures, and they used that for their next CD cover.
Oh, that's awesome.
On our caboose really cool. In Sandpoint. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's legendary now.
Exactly. We
probably want some royalties for that, too.
Yeah, by the way.
Ricky, this is your show. Should we do number five and then take a break, or should you vice versa?
Let's do our number fives.
Okay. Heather?
Perfect. I would say our volunteers. And again, like, I'm not ranking, because they would be, you know, of course, number one. And again, I like to think of them as the heart of the museum. I have volunteers that have been a part of the museum for over 30 years, and they come in, you know, more than twice a week. They're such incredible people that just bring the museum to life, and we could not do it without them. So I'm very thankful to all of our volunteers.
Yeah, they're awesome. This town especially is great for volunteers. My number five kind of ties into that as well. It is the membership of the museum. One, incredibly affordable, and two, it just helps support such an important part of our community. I don't know if you want to speak more about what membership means and what you get from it.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that. Membership is everything to us. And also, you know, it's such an important thing in terms of building the museum and everything that, you know, people bring. But financially right now, in such a hard times for nonprofits, that's really what's going to help keep our doors open. And we have so many different membership levels. Our beginning level, and this is all on our website too, and you actually can just click on the button and become a member on our website. But it starts at $25, and then we have, you know, you can bring the whole gang, and we have the Midas membership. And a lot of people want to become a member, but they want to invest in the museum and their history. And so with the Midas membership, you have all the membership benefits, which I'll talk about, but you can put down any amount that you want. which is really special. And so free admission to the museum. You get to be a part of our newsletter, which is really exciting. And we just brought on Cameron Rasmussen.
Nice.
Yeah, to help kind of jazz it up. Mm-hmm. And there's just tons of benefits. The time travelers, which is reciprocity to other museums, 10% off in the gift shop.
Yeah.
Super great. And
can
you
use the wooden toilet seat?
You know, if you come in and ask me, I will get it out for you.
and time traveling would be fun. I would look forward to that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
There's a lot of great benefits. And like you said, it's so inexpensive to become a member, only $30. And then also one of the, I think, largest benefits is research. And so you have access to our research facility at any time, and you have some opportunity to have expert researchers do research for you for no cost.
Oh, that is awesome.
Huge benefit.
So what is that website?
So it is www.bonnercountyhistory.org.
Perfect.
Very good. We're talking to Heather Upton. She's with the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. It's Ricky's Top 10. We're going to take our final break, get that out of the way, and we'll come back with the two top fours right after this.
At Real Estate Rescue, they take the coronavirus seriously as they have many clients who are medically sensitive. They also realize that some home repairs must be made immediately. Because of this, they've been implementing room seal-off and fresh air injection systems to isolate the work area from the rest of the house. At the completion of the project, they will disinfect the entire work area. So if you need remodeling, home repair, or general handyman work, they're here for you 7 days a week. Visit their website at realestaterescue208.com or call 208-265-9051.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sayville, Idaho. With the Governor's May 1st Phase 1 rollout of reopening business, we will still continue to do our part to keep our facilities and inventory as clean as possible. We are offering front-end alignments starting at $29.95, AC service starting at $59.95 plus Freon, and have extended our buy three, get one for a dollar tire promotion through the end of May. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Trends come and go, but luxury is always in style. During National Karistan Month at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, receive an instant rebate of up to $1,000 on the enduring beauty of Karistan Carpet. Elevate your decor with inspired designs and remarkable quality. Steeped in nearly a century of Karistan craftsmanship, now is the perfect time to indulge in the luxurious comfort and sophistication of Karistan Carpet. Savings end on June 30th. Hurry in today to Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One for details on Bonner Mall Way and Ponderay.
There's never been a better time to get the luxurious quality and refined style you envision for your home. During National Karistan Month at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, receive up to a $1,000 instant rebate on beautiful Karistan carpet. For more than 90 years, Karistan's superior craftsmanship has inspired distinctive design. Hurry in today and save. Sale ends June 30th. Discover the comfort and beauty of Karistan at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. Stop in today for all the details on Bonner Mall Way in Ponderay.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSPT 1400. KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho's radio, and I'm going to shamelessly mention NorthIdahoRadio.com once again, because you can check that out and you can listen to this show or any other show here on KBFI and KSPT anywhere you are at North Idaho Radio.
Again and again and again.
Yeah, it's you can archive stuff, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, so you had to stop calling, going, I hear that, you know, Ricky Woody said blah, blah, blah. I'm going, no, she didn't. Go listen to it.
Just don't quote me back to myself in public. Do not do that to me.
Anyway, we are down to our number four top 10 favorite things about the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. And Heather Upton joining us from her place up in Naples right now. And tell us, what is your number four favorite thing about what you do?
Well, I would say events, and I like to think of them as events in general, but then community events, too. And Ricky, didn't you join us on one of our Drink in History
tours? Oh, I sure did.
But she doesn't remember.
Do you remember it?
I remember leaving the 219. That's about it.
Oh, that was fabulous.
It was very fun.
That's an example. You know, so we gave a historical pub crawl tour, so it was five taverns, an injection of tavern history at each one, and then a cocktail too. So by the time we're done, we're all best friends.
Yes.
not practicing social distancing.
And, you know, we do a lot of incredible events. I'm just going to cover a few of them. Another one that a lot of people are familiar with is the trick-or-treating, the safe trick-or-treating at the museum. Last year, we had over 850 kids come through, which is incredible. And we decorate every single room. I mean, it's not really decorating, even. It's like curating.
Right.
So each room has an amazing theme to it. And the whole museum is flipped in not a super spooky but fun Halloween way.
You know what I would love? And I'm sure you love people making suggestions on how to do your job, because I do
as
well.
Oh, you know it.
I would love if you guys did, like the Drink in History, a haunted Sandpoint tour around Halloween. There's so much weird sort of folklore about haunted buildings and old buildings. I think that would be really fun.
The Panada apparently has a ghost. But...
Exactly. The basement under Beaten Basil is so creepy. Like,
yeah, it is.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've also thought about doing a basement of historical downtown Sandpoint.
That would be cool.
No, I think that's a wonderful idea. And we actually are lucky enough to have the recordings of the psychic that came into Sandpoint and did all of her readings. Wow. So that would be really fun to put together.
That would be fun.
It's on the list.
So my number four, we've already touched on, you sort of spoke about, but the archives, the photo archives particularly, there's newspaper clippings that go way back. It's something that you can just delve into and get really into, and it's fascinating. Not even necessarily knowing the historical context, but once you get into a conversation with somebody about like what this means and where it all came from, like Bob Woody researched the fire department before and just found hundreds of years of everything you would ever want to know about that. And it's really fun. It's amazing seeing Sandpoint then and now and all of that sort of stuff. That's just one of my all-time favorite things in life. And you get to do it through our own museum is really cool.
It's really special. And if you go into our archive area, there's actually banker's boxes full of every subject you can think of and families that established the area too. And I'm just so always impressed, and it in fact gives me goosebumps talking about it, to think about all the people that have been a part of the museum all of these years and that have worked so hard on collecting that information and preserving it. It's really a special thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Number three.
Well, so Ricky touched upon this already, but with the traveling trunks, but I think our education program in general. It's something that we've done for years, but in the last couple of years, we decided to take it and kick it up a notch, and that's where we created the traveling trunk. We created new docent material, so we give free school tours to Bonner and Boundary County, and keep in mind, that's going to be difficult with all of the new regulations, but I'm pretty good on Zoom. So if anyone has a team of people, part of a nonprofit or anybody that would like to have a lecture or a tour, we're still doing them. We'll just be in a new way. So education, and I feel like that's the vein that runs through all of this. Through the museum, we are continuing to educate through our exhibits, through our programming. Everything has to do with education.
Hmm. I like it. My number three, my number three and number two are both events that you guys put on. My number three is the outdoor movie series that you guys do in the summer. I love watching movies outside. It's just one of those amazing recollections from my childhood, drive-in movies and being able to sit on a blanket and bring snacks and watch movies. It's such a great sense of community, and kids can be playing in the park, and it's just, you get to appreciate a warm summer evening and watch an awesome movie outside. It's great.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure being able to bring that to the community. Unfortunately, this year it probably won't happen just with everything going on, but that doesn't mean that will be forever. And good. I think we need to bring the drive-in back.
I think it only makes sense. That's the best way to go see a movie right now. You get to sit in your own space. And who doesn't love a drive-in?
And number two.
So number two, when all of this crazy COVID stuff started happening, I saw it, you know, nationally, and I knew that it was coming to us. We've been so lucky to have such few cases, but we started to prepare, and it gave us the opportunity to strengthen our digital presence, which we wanted to do for a long time. And so we've actually revamped our whole website. And I have an incredible team that I work with. I think you guys know Hannah Combs. She's incredible. Hannah. She's our museum administrator. And then Carly Johansson is this like rock star of a person that came on as our education specialist. And she's with Hannah and myself, we've created this new site on our website called At Home with BCHS. And if you go on our website, it's right on the front page, you click it, and we have all this really incredible content and programming for anybody of any age, background. Everybody can enjoy it. So there, and you can click on the different tabs. So there's fun things you can do with your children, interesting articles of history that connects you to what we're experiencing today. Podcasts. We have books featured, like Nancy Rank's book, Driving Past. That's on there. And
that's who it was. She's the one that did our Leadership Standpoint. I couldn't remember her name. She did our Leadership Standpoint presentation.
Amazing local historian.
Yeah, we're running out of time, so I'm going to move this along. My number two, we already talked about, so we don't have to get into it. I do have one suggestion for you. The Drink in History is one of my absolute favorite things that you guys do. I think it's so much fun. I love drinking. I love walking around Sandpoint. And learning the history of all these establishments is great. One suggestion I would make is to end at the Turvan, because then you don't smell like the Turvan the rest of the tour.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But it's also very fun, and I'm not complaining about any of it.
And Heather, finally, your number one.
Our mission, history creating community. Mean, I think it encompasses everything that we do, and it's the thread that pulls us all together. We love our community and the foundation behind it.
That's great.
I love it. My number one is also pretty succinct. It's just how weird the whole museum is, and I mean this in like the best possible meaning of that word. It's one of those things you walk in and you go like, oh, this is here. Like, it just makes you feel kind of excited and proud, and you are curious about everything in there. So you do a great job of keeping it just weird enough to keep you on your toes. And I love that.
Thank you.
That's great. And that's going to be Ricky's top 10 for this week. She'll be back in here next Wednesday. Heather Epton from the Bonner County Historical Society Museum, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully we'll get you in here in person sometime in the very near future.
I love that. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. And we are going to be, or I'm going to be back in here tomorrow, North Idaho, Thursday. Dr. Vince Huntsberger, good friend of mine from Bonner General Health, will be here talking about how they're slowly but surely opening up their programs and things, trying to get back to normal. And Andrea from the Bonner County Economic Development Corporation will also join us tomorrow. And she's also with Matchwood Brewing, so we'll find out how they're faring through all of this. And Jake Stark from the Sandpoint High School wrestling program, the head wrestling coach, will join us, let us know what's going on with them, and kind of sum up their winter season they just had. Ricky, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We are out of here. I'll be back tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
Sandpoint, 97.1 FM and 1450 KBFI AM Bonners Ferry, North Idaho's radio.